Hello, my magical friends. My name's Ayumi. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And you're listening to Sparkle Side Chats with Magical Girl Ayu. Whether it's your first or 155th time listening, we welcome you to our space to celebrate magical girls from every corner of the world. It's Creator Week, so let's jump right into today's topic. So during the break hiatus between seasons, I was really amped up to read a whole bunch of whatever was on Webtoon, which, to be honest, there really is a lot that I still have barely touched. It's really great to see like how many people are just jumping right on in. And today's story is no different. When I caught up to Moonlight Star, I was very much excited to like right away contact the creator as soon as I found her, and she was a delight to chat with. And yeah, we had a really delightful chat about her story, Nyambi aka Skeleton. I don't really have much else to say about it except that you should definitely go read right now if you haven't yet. There isn't really a lot to spoil because the story is still in its very early stages, as you'll hear, but based on the content that is out so far, I can warn you that there are, what's the word, not quite gaslighting, but situations where the main character is not really clear about what reality is. And there's instances of dealing with anxiety, specifically social anxiety. So if you are sensitive to such things, please keep that in mind before you get into the story. But otherwise, yeah, there isn't a lot else to say up top. You know, again, this is a very short comic so far, so if you have the time, I do recommend that you pause this episode and go over there and read. Click on over to the link in the show notes and go read the comic for yourself and then come back, because it is a pretty quick read with what's out there at the moment. But otherwise, if you think you're ready, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this chat with Skeleton, the creator of Moonlight Star. So today we are here to talk about Moonlight Star, a magical girl webcomic, and I'm very delighted to introduce the creator. Can you please tell us about yourself?
Hi, I'm Nyambi. I also go by Skeleton or Skels. That's my username on most things, so you can just call me whatever. My pronouns are she and her, and I am an artist.
Awesome, yeah. So this is a relatively young story. It's only on Webtoon, correct?
Yeah, only on Webtoon as of right now.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, very striking, and I love your art style. So I'm definitely really excited to get to know more about the story. But before we get to that, what is your history with the magical girl genre?
Okay, so growing up, I loved cartoons, and there were cartoons like Winx Club and Witch, and in my eyes, the Powerpuff Girls is kind of magical girl to me, but
sure,
they have the magical girl anime of it, but Powerpuff Girls and My Life as a Teenage Robot. So I think that I've always loved like super-powered girls fighting monsters in fun outfits.
Sure.
That love was always there. And then once I got to middle school, I started getting into anime, and I started with shonen, but then one day I found this anime called Shugochara. And
yeah,
I thought it was really cute. I really liked the protagonist, and I love like how she had her little, I haven't seen this song, but it's like her little egg fairies, I think. Mm-hmm. Was that a thing?
Yes, yes.
And so from there, I got into Madoka Magica, which I know is like kind of, people either really like or they really hate it. But at the time, all I knew was it was like, oh, magical girls and it's horror, which are two things that I really like. So I really loved that aesthetic and just the way it looked. I moved on to like Cardcaptor Sakura. And then in college, I watched Sailor Moon for the first time. And that one's probably my favorite of all the ones that I've seen so far. So not a whole lot, but I feel like the vibe of magical girl type anime has always been something that I've been interested in. I just got to get more into the actual anime side of things, I think.
Sure. And do you like watch anything? I don't want to say like more recent, but Monaco Magico was 10 years ago. So do you still like watch, I don't know, like more recent stuff, or do you go back and watch older shows?
honestly, I just watch whatever I feel like. If anything, if something new or something is, the least likely I am to watch it until it's like 10 years old, like Madoka Magica. And I feel like with magical girl genre, I'm kind of working backwards anyway because there's so many, like, and I'm really bad at starting stuff to begin with. So I know I'm interested in watching Precure and Princess Tutu and stuff like that, but I'm really bad at starting things. So I just got to get around to actually watching them. But yeah, I guess just basically I just kind of watch whatever. Sorry, I ramble a lot. So I hope that made sense.
No, you're doing great. This is
Okay.
fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. No, that's totally like totally valid and everything. I think we're in a very interesting time where there's just like so much that's available. So it can be a little overwhelming. It's a very big genre. Just a lot of different kinds of shows. Yeah. So getting to your story. So, Moonlight Starts, it's very interesting. It's taking a, I guess, a more fantastical, but definitely also kind of a horror element to the genre. So for anyone who has yet to read your story, what basically is it about?
Okay. So I guess basically it's about a college freshman named Aaliyah. After a kind of hectic night for her, she makes a deal with the fairy in return for helping her with a certain task. I'm not sure how, if it would be spoilers if I said what the task was. I don't know. But basically, she has to help a fairy in return for the fairy saving her life. And so it combines like kind of fantasy and magic stuff with the craziness of like being in college for the first time and kind of finding yourself and just like dealing with all those growing pains. The comic is, like you said, it's very, very early, so those themes haven't really come up just yet, but I hope that, you know, people are kind of starting to see what I'm putting out. Hopefully, we'll see.
Yeah, I think even with what we have out so far, I definitely think that there is, both of those elements, right? That's a big part of magical girl stories is the real element of it, like how it pertains to real life, the non-magic stuff. And yeah, I think that we definitely already see that a bit, like the kind of primary relationship that we see is her trying to work out her friendship with her dorm mate, Kay, who's really adorable also as well. And we can see they have like very, different personalities, not to say that they are clashing, but just that, they don't necessarily have the same kind of interests and things. So it's really, I think we've already gotten to see a little bit of that, and it definitely is enough of a motivator for her to keep going and face her fears. I guess, well, in particular, like obviously the magic side of things, it's already quite scary for her. But the non-magic side as well is like part of her motivation. So yeah, I definitely can see in, I guess, both directions where it's headed.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So I guess how did this story come about? Like, how did you come up with the story? Where did it all start?
So I started thinking about Moonlight Star in high school. It didn't have a name. For the longest time, I just called it the Magical Girl story because I'm really bad with titles. Moonlight
Sure.
Star actually came up maybe like last year, like late last year, so really early, but the plot was really different back then, but I knew that I wanted it to be, have that magical girl influence, be about a group of girls. And the number of them fluctuated as well, but a group of girls who do cool stuff. As I got older, things obviously kind of shifted. Like when I was in high school, the characters were also in high school. And then I got to college and I was like, I don't want them to be in high school anymore because I need someone else to help me deal with this college thing. So I put them in college. And now I recently graduated, but I kept that setting because I felt like there was a lot to explore there. The plot has definitely changed and shifted. Even up to me posting the first episode, it wasn't fully solid. Like, it went from like magical girl tournaments to evil scientists giving people powers, and then and then Steven Universe aired, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, what if it was aliens and weird eggs that gave people powers? And then I started watching Winx Club, and now it's fairies. And I think that even though I feel like it kind of all loops back around to like whatever was interesting me at the time. And so now that I've posted it, this is, the setting is kind of stuck here. And that's fine because I love fairies and I love fantasy stuff. But yeah, my mind's always running with ideas and the songs I listen to and the movies and experiences that I go through also add to the development. And I kind of like stick it in a blender and smush it around to make it presentable. When I first started like actually writing the comic with the intent to post it somewhere, I was too embarrassed to ask for help or ask someone to like look at what I was writing. So in my eyes, at least, the start of the comic is a bit rough, but I have someone now that I trust to like look at my outlines and give me honest feedback. So that's kind of me picking up momentum and finally actually getting somewhere, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think having those kinds of relationships is very important, you know. I think these days, especially, there are a lot of spaces for creators to kind of bounce ideas, even just off each other, and then like with, yeah, with beta readers and things like that. So that's really cool that you have someone like that. I'm not going to lie, I didn't realize that there was any difference. I was quite hooked from the beginning, but
That's good. I'm really good at faking it, I've learned, and just pretending. Look, I just figure if it's published, that's all the readers need to know. You don't need to see the absolute spaghetti mess that is my outlines and my planning in the background. But it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it sounds like you have potential for other ideas for future magical girl stories, which is awesome.
Yes.
But yeah, so I guess you kind of already spoke to it a little bit there, but what would you say are your influences for the story?
So in terms of genre, I've always been a horror girl. I've always been a fantasy girl, and those kind of combined into my love for dark fantasy, you know, like going into the woods at night on a full moon or something, and you see a woman in a white dress in the distance, that sort of thing. Like, I've always been so fascinated with that. And at the same time, I've used that as escapism. So what I noticed in my little stories and ideas that I would have before is that there's always an element of realism, you know, like, so there's a woman in the woods, and then, I don't know, a middle schooler goes to the woods and finds her or something. There's always that bit of realism to help sort of bridge that escapism to my reality. So those genres have always kind of been in my brain when I make my stories. Like I kind of mentioned before, but I also like to take little bits and pieces from movies and music that I like. So it's a bit hard to say like specific named influences. But if I think about it, for how the comic is right now, one movie that I really, really enjoy, and I feel like as I write, you know, the outline and future episodes, something that really comes to me is that movie, The Craft.
Oh, sure.
With Fairuza Balk and Neve Campbell. And it's just, that movie is everything to me.
Yeah, the movie is really interesting because it's like, it's definitely very of the time, but it's like
this movie that is kind of about girl power, though when you look at like what the motivations are for the characters, there are some things that are maybe not necessarily that great, but it is definitely an iconic film that had a pretty strong influence on a lot of people.
Yeah, that darkness that it had and the way that it shows the darkness of teenage girls or, you know, young women is really interesting to me. And in that similar vein, I also look at things like Jennifer's Body and Ginger Snaps. A lot of that horror influence is there, specifically around young women, I think is really interesting. And
yeah,
that isn't to say that I want to take like a sort of cynical approach to the magical girl genre, because I really love it. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want is for people to feel like I'm trying to make some sort of edgy statement with it. But I feel like with dark fantasy, I like to marry those things, which is like, you know, like I said before, I really like Madoka Magica, which kind of does that. But I also know now that I'm older, that there was a more cynical view of magical girls then. I don't want that. I still want to show that love for it. Just, you know, with a bit of a more gothic edge, darker edge. I also started looking at the movie Coraline, strangely enough.
Ah, Coraline,
specifically,
yeah.
Specifically, this might be a bit spoilery, but like, it's just the idea of this sort of, in my eyes, the other mother is like a fairy type character, mm-hmm. someone who will give you something in return for something, but that something that you're giving her in return is something that isn't that good. And then, you know, the idea of humans outsmarting these like magical creatures and using their wits to like get away from it all, that's something that I'm really interested in. And it's present in a lot of old fairy tales, Grimm Brothers type fairy tales.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are definitely a big inspiration to me as well. So there's that. When I was still in the baby stage of the story back in high school, at the time I was also reading webcomics, and Ava's Demon and Agents of the Realm were really big ones that inspired me for the overall style and setting. Playlists that I have also help when I write. The only one I have available right now is one for Aaliyah, which is in the comic, but that helps. And lastly, because I know I've been rambling a little bit.
No, please ramble. It's fine.
Okay, awesome. Well, those turn-based mobile games like Fate Grand Order and Dislight, games like that, the character animations and the powers that they have are also just like really cool to me, and it like gives me little inspirations here and there, so I kind of pull from everywhere.
Yeah,
okay, awesome. I'm done.
Yeah, those are all like, you know, pretty like those all have like very strong like imagery and things like that as well, so and I'll definitely add the playlist to the show notes so people can go listen to that. For the vibes of the series. That sounds really interesting. But yeah, so again, we're, you know, just at the kind of early stages of the story as it's been published so far. So what can we expect from the story moving forward?
So moving forward, we're going to see, I guess, in my head, it's going down maybe three main paths. So at this point, you would have seen Aaliyah, you would have seen a hint at the antagonist, and you would have seen a hint at what the fairy, the moon fairy, wants from Aaliyah. So we would be kind of going down those three paths and sort of following the antagonist and Aaliyah and seeing how their paths sort of cross. So I guess that what we'd be seeing more of is magic shenanigans mixed with sort of real life, and seeing how the magic that these characters possess sort of interacts with their real life, because these are, you know, these characters that I'm playing with are characters that have their own personal issues, their own, you know, little petty things that they're dealing with. And it's like, you know, when you're in college or in high school or whatever, and you're dealing with, I don't know, the school bully or the girl that you think she thinks is better than you or something, and suddenly you have powers, it's like, oh well, I can use my powers to make it so she doesn't come to school anymore, or something really dark like that. Or you can, you know, use it to make your life better. Maybe you can use your magical mind powers to pass a test or something. So stuff like that. We also will be just like kind of getting hints at the bigger picture, I guess. And then it will kind of all come to a head in the end. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah. And you know better than anyone else. So I guess, how long do you expect the story to be?
Well, it's so far it's been one episode a month. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to keep going until I finish it. The thing with the way that it's released right now is that I can definitely see the story kind of stretching out and taking a while due to it being one episode a month. So I can't say for certain when it's going to end, I guess. But I don't know. I'm just kind of going with the flow and, you know, just chugging ahead and seeing what I can do.
Sure, yeah. Then in that case, like, thinking about your story as a whole, I guess, maybe in terms of a percentage, how far along do you think the story is?
Maybe like 2%.
Awesome. No, that's great, because it means we have a lot more to go. Sounds like we have a lot.
It sounds so bad to say out loud.
No, that's nothing wrong with that. That's very exciting, because it's already very interesting, so I can expect a longer adventure, a very exciting adventure there. Yeah.
I hope that even if it is taking a while, there will at least be something exciting to happen in every episode that'll keep people coming back. The last thing I want is for it to be boring, so my motto when I start writing a new outline is, like, have something happen every episode so that there's a reason to keep coming back, and then hopefully people won't really care that it's taken a while.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. So what is it about your love of magical girls that you wanted to bring out in this story?
So a big part of it was definitely like the cool powers and the transformations. As a kid, I would go onto YouTube and watch the transformation sequences for Powerpuff Girl Z over and over. I never actually watched the anime, weirdly enough, but I loved the animation of it and the energy, and the fashion, the glitter, and just everything. And then as I got into, you know, actually watching these types of animes, I really loved the theme of friendship that seems to be present in a lot of those shows, like the emphasis on female friendship and female power, like in Sailor Moon specifically. I remember, I think it was maybe the end of season one, when they were fighting that one guy. I want to call him Zoisite, but I don't think that was him. But they were fighting on like a airport or something. And he was like, "You're just a bunch of dumb girls." And they were like, "No, we're not." And they beat him up. And I thought that was really cool. And so I really love that with the magical genre, it's not like watered down into like superheroes for girls or shonen, but for girls or something. It's like it's genuine own thing. And so that's a feeling that I kind of want to represent in my story.
Yeah. And I think we already see a little bit of that, but I can imagine that there will be more. So in that case, should we expect to see more characters become magical girls?
There will be more. I'll say that.
There are more. Awesome. And by the way, since you said you haven't watched it yet, you definitely need to watch the Powerpuff Girls Z series. It is very cute and very charming. And if you liked the original Powerpuff Girls, I think you'll like that one as well.
You know, I think I will too. I just have to stop being a baby and actually watch them. But it does look very cute. I really love the designs of the Powerpuff Girls and how they redid the Rowdy Ruff boys and everything. I think it's just so fun and cute.
Yeah, definitely very a very different dynamic from the original series, especially with those two sets of characters. Yeah. So let's see. Who would you say is the target audience of your story?
So when I was creating it, I wanted to make something that I would want to read, I think that most artists or like creators
sure
do that. So for me, it would have been like Black girls ages 16 and up. I just wanted to create something that, you know, girls like me could look at and see themselves in and just like have that escapism. But honestly, if you like it, then you're part of the audience. Like, I'm not going to say you can't read this because you're not, you don't look like me. Like, no, but I appreciate everyone who reads it. So really, it's anyone who likes magical girls, I guess. Edgy magical girls.
Sure. It already has a little bit of like some horror elements, and we can see that Aaliyah has a bit of, I would say, some social anxiety as well. So would you say that the story maybe is going to delve into like even more mature themes and topics?
It depends on what you mean by mature. It's not going to be like, I don't know, like Euphoria or something where it's like super sexual and everything, but it's definitely, I would say it's definitely something that is a bit more realistic to how, you know, people are in college without it being like totally explicit.
Sure.
There will be like talks of like mental health, family and relationships, emphasis on like community and how friendship can help people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And just like those kinds of things. But I'm not really trying to get super explicit in terms of like those aspects.
Sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to shy away from it, because there are things like Aaliyah having, you know, really bad social anxiety is something that I think is really important to show, especially for Black girls, because it looks different in us. A lot of the time it can be misinterpreted as like aggression or just being mean or whatever. And, you know, combined with her style and her RBF and all of that, like, those things I think are important to touch on. And so that mixed with the confidence she finds as a magical girl and everything else, I think that those are definitely kind of, I think it's a fun way of exploring those topics, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I agree. I think it's good to show those things and like, you know, make it, I guess, a realistic story in that way. And I think that's often the case with these magical girl stories set in college. Yeah, I think it's really exciting. It's really already very good. So I'm really excited to see how it progresses further.
Yay.
So is there anything that you'd like to, anything else you'd like to share with listeners or readers of your story?
I guess I would just say, just keep reading as it goes. I have this thing where if I talk too much about like my comic, I end up gushing and giving spoilers. So I try not to say a lot, but I guess I would just say, just keep reading, and I appreciate that. And, you know, make up your own opinions about it.
Okay.
And yeah, just I appreciate everyone who's stuck around so far.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, in that case, the last question we have for you today is, do you have a magical persona for yourself?
I mean, I might draw like a cartoony version of myself in like the after notes of an episode, but really I just project onto my OCs. Like, Aaliyah is basically me, but a lot cooler than I am.
I'm sure you're very cool.
I like to think so, in my room with no one else watching. But honestly, I just like project myself onto all of my characters, and then that's it. I feel like if I actually made it me, I would just die from the cringe of it all. I'm not that strong yet.
I see. So if you could be a magical girl, then what would your like abilities be like?
I think if I was a magical girl, I would want to be like Squirrel Girl, but instead of controlling squirrels, I could control cats and cats attack people or be nice to them or whatever. I just think that'd be really fun, and also kind of terrifying, because cats are, they're little fluffy things with knives inside of them. Like,
yeah.
But I love them though.
Yeah, sounds fun. Great. So yeah, thank you so much for coming onto Sparkleside Chats.
Yeah.
So where can people find your story, and where can they support your work and follow you?
So Webtoon obviously is where you can read the comic. I'm also really active on Instagram. That's where I am the majority of the time if I'm not on Webtoon. So you can contact me there. I also have a Patreon and a Ko-fi if you are so inclined. Any support is appreciated. These are all under my username, Skeleton, and so it's pretty easy to find me. So yeah, thank you so much for your support if you decide to check any of those out. And yeah.
Awesome. Great. And yes, all those links will be in the show notes. So yes, thank you again for coming on, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a good day too. I'm sorry that you have to be up so early to do this.
Oh no, no, we're good. We're okay. Good. Okay, awesome.
Whether this was your first or last time listening, thank you so much for checking out this episode of Sparkleside Chats with Magical Girl Ayu. We hope you check out the rest of our chats, over 2 years of magical content and counting. And if you like what you heard, tell a friend, or tell 5 friends, or tell the whole world by talking about us online. If you use social media, don't forget to use the hashtag SparkleSideChats when talking about and sharing the podcast. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at MagicalGirlAyu, spelled A-Y-U, and you can find me at AyuShenos, AyuShenows. You can also email us at sparklesidechats@gmail.com. Did you know we also take recommendations for future guests and topics? Just fill out the form in the show notes. You can even suggest yourself if you're so bold. The very best free way to support the podcast is using your podcast platform to give a rating and review of our little show. This gives the big internet machines the message that they should share it with more people, and I think we all want that, don't we? You can also join the Discord server for this podcast to talk about Magical Girls 24/7, often chatting directly with me and both previous and upcoming guests of the podcast. The forever link is in the show notes as well as on the socials, so be sure to stop by. Show notes can be found on your podcast platform of choice or at our main landing page at anchor.fm/sparkleside. If you have a few bucks, you can give a one-time donation at ko-fi.com or ko-fi.com/ayushinos. You can also commit to a monthly membership, which grants you access to bonus episodes about Magical Girls and adjacent content such as movies, comics, and other series that Magical Girl fans tend to also love. All it takes is $5 a month, but if you want to rank up, that'll give you discounts on art commissions and monthly requests as well. Music credits, as always, are also in the show notes. Original podcast music is by Hazel. You can find her on Twitter at A Few Bruises. Thanks again for listening, and remember, you are magical, forever and always. See you next time!